Hey, you're listening to Raglan Community Radio with The Morning Show with Aaron. And on the line, I've got Jacqueline from the Old School Arts Centre. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Morning, Aaron.
So the Old School Arts Centre, I did notice last week that there were a couple of events that had to be postponed / cancelled. So how are things with you guys at the moment?
We've pretty much been battening down the hatches at the Old School. We've put into place, just because of what's happening in the community with the increases in the Omicron COVID cases. So we're just sort of like looking after our staff and our volunteers and wanting to sort of like just try and keep a handle on everything as best we can. So we had the movies. We've sort of got a business continuity plan that we've put in place. So it's just sort of one person at a time at the moment at the Old School.
Yep.
That's max at the moment.
That's staff-wise, one person at a time.
Yep. And then everyone else is working from home. There still seems to be, you know, a lot of things still that we're doing. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that everyone's doing. We've got grant applications and things like that we're putting in place.
Yeah.
Movies this weekend, our movies volunteer team, we're isolating at home with one COVID case in their whānau family.
So that just last weekend, movies.
This weekend just gone.
Yeah.
Yes, so we just made a decision to sort of like cancel that one for this time. Live and local, which happens, has been changed over from the... now it was on the third Sunday of every month. We've moved it now. Penny's moved it to the third Friday of the month. But that's coming up for 18th of March, and there's a couple of performers that are wanting to reschedule to April. So Penny's made a call to cancel the March one as well, just because that's expected. You know, the 18th of March is expected to be at the peak of the outbreak. So yeah, we're just being conscious of everything and just sort of like taking a step back.
I noticed there was another... Was this a gig Diablo's Caravan was going to be?
Yeah, that's still, as far as we know, they're on tour around New Zealand. So that will be a great gig. So far, that's looking good.
So that's the 20th, I noticed. Sunday the 20th.
That's the 20th, that's right. Yep. So we've had no... So long as they're probably okay to be performing, we may. That'll be Penny's call close to the time. What we're suggesting to everyone, we've just done a March newsletter, but what we're suggesting to everyone is for all our events that we have got scheduled to just check our website for the latest update, you know, like the day or two beforehand.
Yep.
And we'll have the latest information on the website, really. Arts Weekend on the Market for March has been cancelled as well.
Yep.
That was a really tough decision also to have done, but again, we just think that it's the safest one to do at the moment.
What about the April market? What time? At what point do you have to have made a decision about that?
Well, Deb's actually on leave at the moment. She's back on the 22nd of March. We're still planning for the April market at this stage.
Okay.
But again, we've just got to sit and wait it out and see what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
If numbers start to decrease or they increase. Another one is the Arts Weekend that was scheduled for Easter weekend. The Arts Weekend team, that's Nikki and Jane, have just done another survey out to all the Raglan artists to just gauge what sort of level, what they're sort of like thinking, what they're wanting to do. So we've got a feeling that probably numbers to Raglan for Easter maybe not as expected as what it normally would be. So
When is Easter this year?
16th, 17th, 18th of April.
Oh, okay, so it's the far end of the Easter cycle. So it might, you never know.
yeah. So it's the Arts Weekend. You know, it's not an event that's run by the Community Arts. Well, the Community Arts Council runs the event and manages it. But it's up to the artists. You know, it's their event, really. So it's sort of their call. So yeah, Nikki's done an amazing survey to go out to the artists and to see what they're sort of feeling like at the moment, if they're wanting to go ahead with Easter or the alternative date is looking at postponing it to Labour Weekend in October.
Right. Okay. I guess we'll just stand by and wait for the news to come through.
Yeah, and the final call for that, because there's obviously quite a lot of marketing and promo work and everything else that goes behind that, so the final decision on whether or not that goes ahead, we need at least, you know, 4 weeks lead-in time for that would be the 16th of March.
So real soon.
So, Yeah, so there'll be a decision made at that time once that survey comes back in from all the artists. I mean, okay. if all the artists say, yep, let's just go ahead and do it, then we're doing it.
Okay. All right, that's the way it goes, I guess, at the moment.
Yep, so watch this space. Yeah. Clay Shed's going really strong. We've still got the workshops happening for after-school young artists.
Yep.
With our new tutors, Pauline and Anthony. So far, so good. We just had a weekend workshop as well, which was another good success. One person sort of didn't turn up because of isolating, but everyone else seemed to be okay.
And they've still got another session of that next weekend, haven't they, on the 12th?
Yes. Yep, that's right. So that's the final glazing of that. Other than that, Aaron, one of the other things that we have got is our film festival. So we had a screening from Raglan area school students, actually, that came along last week for the screening of High Tide, Don't Hide. It was a climate change film that was made from mostly students. We had four screenings of that with Raglan area school during the week with Joe, Justice Matua, Joe.
Oh, yes.
It was a good turnout. And then we're going live with our film festival, so all that information will be on the website soon. We're doing entries are open, so for anyone for wanting to make a movie, make a film.
Yep.
And there's a $100 prize comp as well for Tamariki and Rangatahi section. Anyone that's out there wanting to make a film, you go in. If you get your entry in for the 2nd of July, I think it is, you go into the comp to win a $100 prize.
All right.
Yeah, and that's just for entering. Mentioning all the prizes that are on offer when you're actually, you're at the... We're hoping to have a red carpet ceremony again this year. Third time lucky, Aaron.
Yeah, that's usually, end of September you're aiming for the actual festival?
Yeah, it's usually about, it's just before term three break, school break happens. So it's about the 23rd, sort of end of September, that third week of September, at the town hall.
Yeah.
Night at the Oscars, Raglan style happens. So, anyone out there wanting to make a film, it's open. There's open category as well. This year we're doing an open category for amateurs. Open for everyone else, which is sort of more like a professional as well.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll keep reminding. We've already got a poster for that in the studio, so I'll keep reminding people about it.
Cool. Yep.
Can I just ask, if people check the Old School's Facebook page, is that a good place to just check for updates about if something's had to be postponed or cancelled at the last minute?
Yes, yeah. Roger looks after our website for us, and it's always up to date.
The website or the Facebook, which is
most likely probably both. You could check both, but the most up to date will always be the website.
Okay.
The Old School Art Centre website definitely is up to date.
Yeah.
All the time, Roger does an amazing job of that of our website. Yeah.
I'll keep him on.
Yep. Everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Is there and our Facebook post as well, but. We've got, there's actually a Facebook music page, Creative Raglan Music, and there's also one for the Clay Shed and also one for the market.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's why it can get a little bit tricky. One of them might be, if it's a music event, it'll be on the Raglan Creative Music Facebook page.
Yep.
But it will also should be on the main Old School Art Centre page as well too, so.
Okay, I'm gonna dig those out now. It's Old School Music, probably.
Yeah, Creative Raglan Music.
Creative Raglan Music.
Yeah, Google that.
I'm trying to type and speak at the same time. It's really not going very well.
when you've got to do that, you've got to put your phone on, unless you've got one of those, headless phone pieces.
Yeah.
Cut the phone in the crook of your neck, and then you get a sore neck, and then you've got to go to the physio, and it's all good. Don't do that, Aaron.
Yeah, slow down, Jacqueline, slow down. All right, hey, look, well, thank you for talking to us this morning, and... just letting us know where everyone's at, and hopefully in a couple of weeks or maybe 4 weeks, we start to see things coming back to normal.
Yes.
But who knows?
Yeah. Yes, really hope so.